name of Jesus. Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus.
Break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain.
A testimony this morning before we sing a little bit more of that song. How many of you know there's power in the name of Jesus? How many of you really know there's power in the name of Jesus? Do you believe it with all your heart? The Dyers, Brother Dan, Sister Judy, they want to thank the Lord for touching Sister Judy last night. As you know, she got real sick. Sister Joy had to leave and go to help Brother Dan take care of her. They want to thank the Lord this morning. She is 100% better today. Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, there's power. You ought to sing it with all you got this morning. This morning, isn't it good to be in the house of God? Aren't you glad you was in church here last night? How many of you enjoyed what Brother Homer brought us? Wasn't it good? Wasn't the word of the Lord just wonderful? Amen. If you didn't get to be here, I know you'll go back, maybe get to stream the service, but it was certainly a tremendous time in the Lord here last night. And Brother Homer just had a tremendous thought, and I'm glad we've been put together. God called our name, said put them in there. Aren't you glad you've been put in there? Are you glad you've been put in there? Are you glad you've been put in there? You didn't have a thing to do with it. Jerry Glenn, you didn't have a thing to do with believing this message. God picked you and said, put him in there. Put him in there. Put his name in there. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let's give him a real good hand clap of praise if you love him this morning. Praise the Lord. You can be seated while we look at our prayer request this morning. Sister Lou Bean wants us to remember Brother Ed Binkley, also Sister Sharon. She has had cancer removed from her leg twice, and Brother Ed has had cataract surgery. So they're asking that we would remember those folks as we pray today. I want to pray for Sister Linda Lawrence, who is having back problems. So let's pray for her today as we pray. Sister Joy Livingston asks that everyone would pray that she will not have to have surgery on her foot. She goes back to the doctor on Tuesday. We'll commit that need unto the Lord. Brother Chuck Semesky says to please remember a friend, Philip Toby. He's having knee replacement surgery at the VA on Tuesday the 25th. Please pray that all goes well, that his heart will be tender to the Lord. He's 85 and hasn't been in the church very much since the passing of his wife. So let's remember that need as we pray. Brother Brandon and Amy Green sends this in to please pray for our family. We've been battling a lot of sickness. Also pray for a student of mine, Colin Daly, who had to have gallbladder surgery today. They're keeping him at the hospital for a few days due to infection. God bless all of you, Brandon and Amy Green. So let's remember those folks as we pray. Then I read you the testimony of Brother Dan and Sister Judy. Also, we want you to remember our grandson this morning, Bryson Henley, been very, very sick for a week. Amy's fixing to take him to Med 1 and to try to find out what's wrong. So if you would remember that prayer request. Also, let me make this announcement. The teen and young adult Bible study is canceled for tomorrow night. So remember that. Be made up at a later time. And we just remember these announcements. If you have an unspoken prayer request today you'd like this group to pray about, could we stand together this morning? Let's sing that just one more time as we get ready to pray. God is so good to us and so mindful of us. I know there's tremendous needs in our assembly, tremendous needs in the body of Christ around the world. Ministers in sickness and different things, homes troubled, financial difficulties. We're living in a troubled world. But there's one great thing about it. We're soon to be gone. We're soon to be out of here. Aren't you glad about that this morning? Somebody say praise the Lord.
I can see those chains, they're falling. I can see those chains, they're falling. I can see those chains, they're falling.
Break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's a mighty God. He's among us. I'm glad I believe that. God among us. There's a mighty God. Oh, He'll break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Skip Walker, would you come this morning? Lead us to the Lord in prayer on behalf of these prayer requests. So good to have Brother Daniel and Sister Linda Nunley back in the service this morning. God bless our brother. I love you, Brother Skip. Appreciate you, brother.
I was just what Louis was talking about there, about God put our name in there. I was thinking about that this morning. Opened up the book of Hebrews, and it said God, that Jesus obtained a better place than the angels by inheritance. And that's what we've done. It's not nothing we've done. We can't do anything. It's inheritance. He loves. And we know He'll hear our prayer. We pray. We just pray for these requests. Dear Lord Jesus, we're so thankful that we're part of your family, Lord, and that we've come by inheritance. We wouldn't even be here, Lord, if you hadn't called us, if you hadn't brought us all together like this, Father. God, may you touch each request. May you go with each one. There are several serious ones here among us, Lord Jesus. And God, we ask that you'd be with Brother Homer, Lord, and may you bless him in a mighty way and anoint our ears that we might leave here better people, Lord, with greater revelation, Father, to see who we are. That's what it's all been pointing to now, to see who we are, Lord. And we ask for each request, each one on the internet, each one who's sick and shut in, Lord God, may you be with each one and help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Receive the morning tithe and offering you give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting with us in the service today, we want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All of our streamers, we pray this service will be a great blessing to those folks as well. Well, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know what you're suffering from. I don't know what's on your mind, but let's lay it aside just for a few minutes. Let's have some church here today. Is that all right? This is right here is the best part of your day. Somebody said the best part of your day is waking up to Folgers. Or something like Maxwell House or Folgers or somebody. But this is the best part of the day. Waking up to get to come to the house of the Lord to worship Him. His Spirit and His truth. Give Him one more hand clap of praise.
What a beautiful name, Brother.
You appreciate these musicians here on the platform. God bless everyone.
I don't know about you, but this is the best part of my life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory and creation now Jesus.
Now and forever.
stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Death could not hold you. The veil tore before you. You silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my
give him a good hand clap of praise. Amen. Brother Joel Brown got a song for us. Give him a nice hand and you can be seated. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I love you. One thing I've learned that we've come to encounter people, I've probably mentioned this before, but I'll say it again, that people think just because you sing, you can sing anything. And as musicians, I guess they think you can play anything. But that's not the case. I don't have a switch to turn this thing on and off. I heard a preacher mention, and it wasn't a message preacher, by the way. My pastor just taught me truth is truth. Truth belongs to me. But he said, if you can turn it on and off, talking about singing, then that's entertainment. I don't have a switch, saints. And if you enjoy it, great. If you don't, great. But as Brother Larry contacted me to sing a song this morning, As a singer, so many things just float through my heart. And I want to be right. I want to take this gift and minister to a soul. And you all heard this song before. I don't know who it's for. But this word that you've been hearing can truly be born in you. I don't care if you're discouraged. I don't care if you're out. I don't care if you're up, down. I don't care if you're about ready to go off. This word is real. And just as it was living in Jesus Christ, it can live in you. Amen. She was a virgin bride to be. And one night as she lay quietly, the Spirit of the Lord stepped into her space. Said that you'll conceive a child, that sin cannot defile. And she said, be it unto me according to thy word.
Before,
when he said that something new was going to start.
Sing this chorus together. Brother Harry's going to lead us in the chorus. Brother Homer is going to come and preach. How many of you are going to pray for your brother? Amen. Amen. Homer Longoria, I love him, don't you? Yes. Amen. Brody?
Y'all sing this with me. Brother Homer mentioned this song last night.
I come to the garden alone. While the dew is still on the road. voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and He walks with me and He talks with me and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. In the garden with Him, though the night around me be falling, but He bids me go through the voice of
us, Lord,
with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. You know, it looks like you're full up today. Amen. Amen. So it's certainly good to be here. Amen. And Brother Donnie run off and left me with y'all. Amen. So if y'all don't like it, tell him. Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate somebody having enough confidence in you to let you do this. You know, certainly, you know, an honor to be able to do that, you know, and appreciate Brother Donnie, you know, been friend. I've been coming here as long as Donnie has. When Donnie first come, I came. That's right, you know. When he came, I came. You know, and so I've been here as long as Donnie has. Not all the time, but you know, amen, I've been here. Amen, Brother Donnie started asking me to come just as when he came up here. So, you know, so I guess it's been okay. Amen. Amen. While you stand, if you would, to turn with me this morning, and I want to look at this by the help of the Lord, and starting at dinner time, you know, I feel like I need to eat. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, we're through at this time at church. We done sang and preached and went home. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 10 and verse 1. I'm reading down. I want to read something this morning. And if I could have a thought this morning, I'd like to take a thought on setting your goal.
Amen.
You know, and I think it's about high time that, you know, that this is what, you know, this is where we at. You know, a lot of, you know, you can't quit on something that you set
to see the end of it. You can't quit. Amen. Amen. Because, you know, quitters never win. They never win. Winners never quit. And the journey has got a little tough. Amen. You know, all of these years that we've been around, it's been tough. Amen. It got tougher. Amen. But the thing about it is, you know, he that's leading us. And so I want you to look at this picture this morning by the help of the Lord, and I'll try to hurry as good as I can. Amen. But I want you to notice a girl, this lady, amen, set her goal. Amen. That she had to do something. Amen. And something inspired her, amen, to set that. And so I believe that's the way it is in every one of our lives. Amen. There's something set in us to make us want to press harder than we've ever pressed before. Amen. Amen. So the Bible says there in verse 1, he said, "And the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, and she came to prove him with hard questions. And as she came to Jerusalem with a very great train of camels, and she bare spices and very much gold, precious stones. And when she had came to Solomon, she communed with him all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. That was not anything that was that hid from the king, which he told her. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom and the house that he was built," amen, "and the meat," I want you to know she's still carnal. She's watching the things that he has. You know, she's not seeing. So this is turning her on because she's so used to this. You know, she's a queen. Amen. She said, "And the meat of the table," amen, "and the setting of the servants and the attendants of the ministry," excuse me, "and their apparel and their cupbearers and the scents by which she went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, 'It is a true report that I've heard in my own land of thine acts, amen, and thy wisdom. How believe it? How be it? I believe not." That was me. I believe not. Amen. "The words until I came and I become a part of it. I just couldn't take your word for it." Amen. Something had to happen. Amen. She says, "Look, until I believed not the words until I came, and my eyes has seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and thy prosperity exceedingly the fame which I heard. Happy are you, thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and heard thy wisdom." Amen. You know, if that can happen to her, she sees the gift and the people that comes to church every Sunday. Happy are you that you're privileged to sit under a message and hear the word that you hear every day. Amen. So she's expounding to them, "Look, y'all don't know what you got. I've stood before Big Bird all this time. He speaks not back to me. He don't never tell me nothing. But happy are you that you have sat under this presence." Amen. You sat here all this time and you've heard the word expound. You saw the vindication of the word of God. Happy are you that this is a continuation of all of it. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight, God, this morning, God. I ask you to minister, Father, to each one of our hearts tonight, God. And I pray, Father, you'll bless in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. And amen. And I thought, you know, when she, began to move out, she had to set something. And I thought her setting her goal, amen, Brother Terry, amen, to press this thing. Amen. I need to find out for myself. And if you don't never do that, you don't never know. You're only taking a secondhand, amen, choice of this thing. Amen. Well, Brother Donnie says, Brother Terry says, or Brother whoever says, that's not good enough. That won't hold you in this hour. Right? That may get you a popularity with the preacher or with the congregation. Amen. But you know, when you set a goal, there's going to be a struggle. There's going to be a test. There's going to be something, amen, amen, you're going to have to press to. And the amen, and the goal to get to where you're going. Amen. And you know, Paul said, amen, I fought a good fight. But he said, I pressed the battle. He didn't say, amen, I just walked into it and everything came. Yeah, amen. So he set a goal. Amen. He set something, amen, that he could walk to or move to. Amen. Church, and I'm going to tell you what. Amen. That's like a home. Amen. A real father, he sets a goal. I'm going to take care of my family. Amen. I'm going to work. Amen. And I'm going to do something. Amen. So this child can see, amen, that he may set that same goal. Amen. Amen. Instead of being a sorry something. Amen. Is this all right?
Yes, sir.
So she saw that. Amen. And I thought, you know, we're seeing so much fall away now. It must be. Because church, amen, there wasn't much set, amen, to look forward to. So I want to share some of the things with you this morning and try to hurry as I, amen, as I can. Amen. So the prophet of God says, amen, he says it like this. He said, now, but if God has called you and God has called your heart, there isn't enough in the world to keep you away from Christ. There's not enough in this world to keep you away from Christ. Amen. See, all the threats, amen, all the excommunication from your church, all the threats, amen, to lay off of your jobs, there's nothing that will separate you or stop you from reaching your goal. Hallelujah. There's nothing, amen. There's nothing that separates us from meeting the rapture. There's nothing to stop us. Why? Amen. We've got the rapture material, but we have to set a goal. Amen. No matter how hard it is, no matter how much pressure, no matter how excommunication, we set a goal. I'm going to be this. I'm going to get that. Amen. I'm pressing this thing. Is that all right? And I thought, you know, like Brother Ramsey says it like this. He said, if there's no fighting, you get out of the game. Get out of the game. Amen. Brother Ramsey said, don't be a pretender. Go on back to your church you come from. Not really like you. Okay, no problem. Amen. But you know what? If you ain't got something set, amen, you're not going to go very far. Watch what he says. Amen. So what she did, she set a goal. And she couldn't let nothing stop her from reaching that goal.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Church, you know, I've got tired. I've had sickness. Satan's put a lot of things between me. Amen. But I want to tell you what, church, amen, I can either lay down and play dead. Amen. Or I can press on. I can press on. Amen. Can you imagine? A man that went beyond the curtain of time and knowing he's going to come back to this, but God, amen, he's told, when you get back, press the battle.
Amen, right.
You mean to tell me I'm going to press something I'm coming back to? It's all, amen, wonderful? Come on, he said, press the battle. That way he told him. Amen, when you get back, amen, let me tell you what, church, everything turned against him, amen, after he came back. Every door was closed to him. So he pressed the battle. Amen. He had doctrines, amen, that he had to press. Everybody was against him. So he pressed through to get to, amen, the message to me. He had to press that because God knew that I would be here. God knew that I would need this. And God knew that, amen, if I watched my leader press, then I could press too. You say amen? So you're not going to get it, but somebody's just going to pay, amen, just give it to you. Amen, you're going to take it out of the greasy hand of the devil. And Satan don't want you to have it either. Amen. Watch what the prophet of God says now. He said, now you take this lady. She was pressing because she had a goal. I've heard this with a hearing of my ears. This is exciting to me. I've never heard anything like this. Amen. You know the drama, Brother Brown said she goes to the queen, amen, to the headquarters, and they said, look, we're not a supporter of that. Amen. I'm ready to be stripped. You can strip me, amen. You can take my kingship away from me, my queenship. You can do all of this. I've got to get there. I've got to get there. It's something burning in me. Amen. My outer man did not want it. Yours didn't either. Because your outside is an enemy to God. Your old outside, amen, is an enemy to God. Your nature's carnal. Ain't it the truth? Amen. So there has to be something inside of you pressing through that to meet that goal. Amen. Watch what he says. Amen. Brother Man says it like this. He said, now, amen, she came across the desert. So away she looked. Amen. And he said, and look, if you're determined, amen, that this thing is right, God will make a way. Right? After, amen, look, after while the camels was loaded and all of this, amen, she headed out into the desert and she takes her maidens. Now I want you to listen. Her maidens didn't have the same goal she did. They were going along because they'd getting paid for it. They were going along because that was their boss. But they didn't have the same vision. Come on, church. Amen. That's the reason you see people, amen, they don't put forth no effort. They don't have the same vision. Amen. Those girls didn't have those maidens didn't have the same vision. Amen. Can you imagine? Joel, that night when they pitched the tent, and they looked at each other and they said, this is stupid. This is dumb. I'm so hot I can't hardly stand it. That camel stinks. Huh? Amen. Look here. Look at it. Yeah, but that's our paycheck. Amen. Everybody don't have the same vision. Amen. Everybody don't have the same outlook. Everybody don't have the same press. And I couldn't help but think. Amen. The prophet of God said, here the little old queen, it was so hot. Her lips was parched. Amen. She's being disfigured. But she's got a goal. I got to let my hair grow out. It's a goal. I got to change my whole dress wear. Amen. Why? Because I'm going. Amen. And the maiden said, I'll be glad when she gets this over with. I'll be glad when this all ends. We can get back to civilization. Have you noticed we've been out here for about 3 months? Come on, church. Amen. Most people can't hardly make two services a week, but especially three. Ain't it the truth? She said, look, we've been out here 3 months. I don't see nothing. I don't feel nothing. But in that queen's heart, it's keep pressing. Maybe tomorrow. That's what we do, the rapture. Amen. Amen. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe it's over tomorrow. Maybe this thing, amen. Maybe he'll come next week. We keep pressing. Amen. Why? There's somewhere to go. Amen. We want to meet this one we've talked about. She wants to meet Solomon. We want to meet that one that's greater than Solomon. And I passed this thing. I passed this thing. I set my goal for this thing. I've got to move this way. I've got to go, amen. I can't give up now. Praise the Lord. Amen. You really believe it's true? It does. My inner man believes it's true. My outer man says, give up, boy, you're crazy. Somebody said, well, I hope I make it. I've got a goal I'm pressing to. She knew that was a Solomon there. She knew that's where she was headed. I know there's a rapture. I know there's a, amen, there's a better after this. Amen. And I'm pressing to that. It's not coming easy. You get over 25 three times, it ain't fun. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, it's a press. Lord Klops gets off. It's a press. Do I lay here or to get up? Right. Y'all know it's the truth, don't you? You older people, you younger don't sleep anyhow. Ain't no problem. Praise the Lord. It's a press. Amen. It's a press. Amen. Did you ever notice it's a press to read your Bible?
That's right.
Take your halos off just a minute. Donnie, I'll put them back on y'all when he gets back, okay? Brother Ben said, you know, get closer to God, pray and read your Bible. Yeah. Two hardest things in the world. Right? Amen. If you want to get closer to God, pray and read your Bible. You ever try to read your Bible? I've got goats and cows, and I said, I start reading my Bible, and I think that goat got out.
That's right.
What's the truth? Might not have been the goat, but you said, God, I forgot to turn that pot off. Am I talking to you?
Yes,
it's a press to read your Bible.
Yes, sir.
It's a press to pray.
Yes.
Most of the time we make up words that we heard about. Like somebody asked me sometimes, they said, pray for me. I said, I'm going to pray right now. Because after a while, I'm going to forget. Oh, come on, y'all. Have you ever had somebody tell you, pray for them, you forgot? And when they get back to you, they got better, they said, boy, thank you for praying for me. You didn't pray a lick. You didn't pray a lick. You forgot about it. But they was thinking you prayed, so their faith worked. Their faith worked because they just thought you was praying for them. Now, like his brother told me one time, he said, yes, this guy told him, said, pray for me. Next time he said, did you pray for me? He said, sure didn't. He said, you mean you didn't pray? He said, I forgot. Hello? So they asked me to pray. I pray right then. So when they asked me, I said, I prayed. Well, I know I'm the only ones this kind of way. Amen. That's the reason a lot of people don't ask you if you prayed for them. No, you know you forgot. And most of them forgot that they asked you. Ain't it the truth? Amen. So, it's a press to pray. Amen. A lot of people, maybe they can just pray. Amen. They just seem like it works for them. But I work at it. I think I'm going to lay down and pray tonight. Good night. I know y'all think that's funny, but it's the truth.
That's right.
And I guarantee the biggest part of us in here is like that too.
Amen.
And if the truth, it's a press. It's a press to pray.
Right.
Amen. And I thank God. So if she didn't have a goal, and she looks up her in her mouth. Now, I'm just getting this from the prophet. I wasn't there, so I don't know. But he can look beyond the curtain. Amen. He said, look, her lips are so parched. You know, and all this time she's never been out in the sun without somebody fanning her. Right? But now she's out there on the back of a camel. Right? Amen. Amen. With a bunch of robbers everywhere. But she said, I've got to get through to this. I've heard about this man. Amen. I've heard it. Everybody comes by telling me what kind of person that is, what kind of God, amen, that this man serves. Come on, church. You know, until God said it in your heart that this was a God, this message was a God message, you did not press. You was too happy in Pentecost. You was too happy where you was at. But when God put that in your heart, he put a press in there. He put a fight in there. Amen. You fought over, amen, all the criticism of young people. All you had to go through because God put a press in there. And he set you, amen, with a goal. Amen. Amen. Watch what she said. Amen. Watch what the prophet of God said she said. Amen. She said, look. Amen. Her lips is parching. Amen. But her eyes were set upon God. She don't know God. She hadn't had a catechism. Maybe she hadn't had a book to read. She's heard by the ways of the hearing of the ear. She's heard. And it's stimulating something. Oh, I hope I can get this over to you. Amen. It's stimulation. In 2020, there's a stimulation in us that we got to press harder than we ever pressed. And we got to move harder than we've ever moved. And we've got to be more dedicated than we've ever been. Amen. There's a press in all of this. Praise the Lord. Amen. She said, look. And her, you know, and I imagine her maidens looked over Brother Terry and says, boy, we ain't never seen our king look like a queen look like this. She's been through the mill. I mean, she's pretty ragged right now. Now, I wonder how many of them says, you want to go back? Anywhere you set your mind on God, Satan's sitting there trying to get you to turn around. Amen. Paul said, I'm not of that group that look back. I'm not them people that looks back. I'm looking forward. Amen. Amen. Only thing looks back is a frog. Amen. Amen. So I want to press this thing harder. And they can look at her and they said, Queen, you look so weary, but in my spirit it's so full of joy. Because something tells me he's leading. He's leading this thing. And I'm pressing on. And I can imagine, amen, she'd get up in the morning and say, help me get on that camel. Help me get on that camel. I'm so weary. I'm so sore. You ride a horse all day long, you get sore. You ride a camel, you probably get sorer. Don't you imagine? I mean, he's doing it. She didn't know nothing about rock and roll, but she was doing it. Get me up here. I can imagine them mates said, I hate this thing. I hate this camel. We ain't never rode a camel in our life. We always had a chariot. Now look at us. That's where a lot of them people. I'm not giving up nothing. But she's willing to give up everything. She's willing to give up everything. Why? Because she had a goal. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you what, if you're going to be anything in the world, you've got to have a goal. Yeah, that's right. And you got to set that thing. Yeah, that's right. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, somebody said, well, hey, look, amen, times is too hard. I just can't want to do it. Yeah. Amen. You can if you press. Yeah. Yeah. You can if you press. Amen. So the prophet of God said her lips is parched. Amen. You know what? Some of you probably been out there and you probably got chapped lips and parched and you know, and she probably didn't carry no chapstick with her.
No way.
Or she just I mean, just mine's getting pretty sharp right now. I believe I'll have a drink. Amen. What's what she said? Watch her, she says, but I've got to go. And Brother Bam said, but look, but her eyes were set towards God. Amen. Now all of these heartaches, amen, all these battles that we have, but where's our heart set on? Amen. You know, hey, look, church, you know, years ago when we first come to the message, we didn't think nothing bothered us. Man, we're just overcomers. Babe, bless God. This don't happen to us. We started dying with cancer, every other kind of disease. Thought, Lord, have mercy. What is going on? You know? And then the prophet of God said, you're not immune from this stuff.
Right.
Amen. 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 Look, there's trouble arises. Amen. But where are you going to set your goal?
Amen.
What are you setting? Amen. What are you setting to get out of here? Huh? Amen. 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 Watch what he says. He said, those camels, no, those camels were stumbling along, along the road, a little bit of army at guard. Amen. Desert full of Israelites. Amen. And what are they doing as they're coming? But her heart was set on a goal. Amen. You know, it don't take a lot of preaching, a lot of carrying on, if the church has got their set, their heart set on where they want to go, how they want to serve God. Amen. You got the program. Amen. God's laid everything out for us. We've got it. Amen. Amen. So now he says, okay, I'm going to step back and I want to watch you and see what you do. Remember, amen, the prophet of God said, amen, God gives you the Holy Ghost and he sits back and watches your attitude. He says he watches your attitude. See what you're going to do with this thing. Amen. So God says, okay, I put this in the heart of this woman. Now I want to see what she's going to do. I want to see what she's going to do. Amen. You know, every testimony got greater to her. But she was only one in the kingdom. Amen. It got great. It didn't get great to the king. It didn't get great to everybody else. But it got greater and greater. And I can imagine when she saw some of those, amen, people coming, amen, she'd run out there and said, what's the news? Come on, you remember us, we was vagabonds when we first come to the message. We couldn't hardly beg, borrow, steal a tape.
That's right.
Anybody been there? We couldn't get no tapes, amen. Amen. Look, they're $2 a tape, but we was raising a family. We couldn't hardly beg one. Amen. Somebody said, boy, you heard this tape. No, I ain't heard that tape. Let me have that tape. Let us get a hold of that tape. We ever borrowed a tape, we wouldn't hardly send it back. You're as close to stealing as you could be. Maybe y'all didn't come up like I did. Didn't Brother Perry Green, amen, he started a lending library. Amen, he sent out him, you know, the reels, and you listen to three, and you send them back, and he send you three more. Oh, we went to heaven. God have mercy. Amen. About that time, the take-up reel, it would break. You put rubber bands on it and everything else. Wow, we had a goal set. This is the word of God. God put us something in our heart to listen to this, no matter what we had to do. You ever went to, amen, to the voice of God, we'd go to Jeff and Fred would have a display at the old spoken word, and we go in there and we drew. You know, had all them tapes there, and you couldn't go there, and get a room, and then buy tapes too. Amen. This is how some of us come up. Now y'all got it on your telephone. You got it everywhere you want to, and have time, you don't even listen. Half time, don't even listen. You're too caught up with everything.
All
Ain't it the truth? Amen. Now, amen. Why? Because there's no press. You set your goal on everything else. Oh, I'm going to be the best ball player. I'm going to be the best educator. I'm going to be best this and best that. Amen. Amen. You don't set your goal at the right things. Those things is all right, but they'll perish one day. But set your goal on an eternal subject and work to that. There's humps in the roads. There's all kind of things along the road. But when you, amen, she set her goal. I've got to get to that guy. Isn't that amazing? I've got to get there. Amen. He's got the word of the Lord. She didn't even hardly know nothing about God. All she knew was, amen, blaspheming God. You talk about God to her, amen. Some great supernatural, amen. Amen. That was foreign to her. But something in her heart was the same thing was in your heart. It's the same thing in your heart. Amen. 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 What the song said, we left our kin folks gladly. Right? Amen. We left them. Amen. Why? Amen. Because we had a goal set. Amen. She said, I tell you what, I'm fixing to support this thing. If it's like they tell me, I'm going to support this thing. I've been supporting that thing. Amen. Don't even talk to me. I've been sitting there praying to that thing. Don't talk back to me. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm taking something to support this, and I want to hear from this guy. I want to hear that same thing that they talked about. And I'm going to tell you what, church, I'm glad for my Bible. I'm glad. But I'm glad for an interpretation of the Bible. I can read the Bible like everybody else reads the Bible and they're so confused. But when God sent an interpretation of the Bible and give us the Holy Ghost, the revelation, amen, then we knew what the Bible was talking about. Then we could praise God. Then we can worship God. Then we can press the battle harder than we've ever pressed. Now we know a living God. Now we know a God that's alive. When she met Solomon, she met a God that was alive. When I met this message, I found a God that was alive. I found a God that knew the very secrets of my heart. Brother Branham said, as long as it's here, it's questionable. You can still question. But when it leaves there, and it gets inside of you, then you know exactly what it's talking about. You say amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. It's getting later and later. Amen. Louis going to buy dinner, so I can't wait too long. What's what he said? See, the great desert. The desert out there is full of robbers. And all of these kind of things. But she says, but her heart was set. Amen. If there's a Jehovah God, amen, and he's making himself known, I want to be that kind of servant. I want to get to that kind of person. I want to see if this man is really real. I want to see. And then when he began to expound to her heart, my, amen, it took the life out of her. She had no more spirit in her. Man, I can't fight this no more. Amen, I've got to have this. I remember way back yonder in the days of Jack Cole. Amen, I thought, you know, amen, when he got a hold to something, amen, and it becomes so real that his mama said, you know, she didn't know how to pray. She said, just give me what Jack's got. It changed him from an alcoholic. It changed him from, a dope head. It changed his whole life. Give me that. That's what this woman wants. Give me that. Let me get a hold of this. Amen. Give me that. It'll change my life. Just give me this. Amen. So her heart was so set. And her goal was, get to Solomon. And we found out there's a greater than Solomon this year. There's a greater than Solomon is here this morning. Amen? Amen. What do we do with this? Amen. But we've got to find that goal. Amen. And press to it. Amen. Amen. You know what? And I thought many, many times how it seems like there's so many knots in the road. And I thought, Marty, amen, as I was going along and all of a sudden I lose my wife. I thought, oh God, how hard can this be? Amen. How hard can this be? Amen. Amen. But you know what? She looks at me and before she dies, she said, don't give up. Press on. Keep pressing. And he said, don't mess your life up. Huh? And let me tell you what, this ain't been easy. It ain't been easy. But I'm pressing. I'm pressing on. Amen. Amen. You know, and I thought, God, amen, I've got to keep on moving. Amen. I can't stand still. Amen. I can't die right here. I've got to keep pressing the battle. Amen. Why? Because it's a goal set. It's a goal set out there. Amen. And I'm working to that. I'm moving to that rapture. Amen. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. What is your goal this morning? I mean, you know. All right, we come to church. Amen. But what is our goal? Amen. We want to be better than we was yesterday. If there's more God, we ought to be wanting more God. Right? Amen. You know, sometimes it's better, amen, just to be a good servant. To serve the Lord. Amen. To have a good testimony. Amen. Is that all right? Amen. So the prophet of God said, so she'll do it. Amen. If you'll just see the simplicity, God doesn't, amen, God doesn't shine out on some of these great glamour. He never does. Amen. His great hour is come. For what, when he reveals himself from glory. Amen. Are we there? Has he not revealed himself from glory? Amen. I thought when Jesus went to the woman at the well. He went there. Amen. And you know what? She's a religious person. She's religious. She's an ill-famed person. Amen. But she knew the lingo. Are you greater than our father Jacob? Religious. Look what he's done. Amen. He's drank from this world. His children drank from this well. His cattle drank. Man, amen. All these things, she was religious minded. But she hadn't had life yet. She didn't have life yet. Amen. Amen. So what happened was, the prophet of God said, when that light struck over, amen, what did it do was, it set her heart afire. She started doing things that was, amen, you weren't supposed to do. She wasn't supposed to go into the city and get men's attention. She wasn't supposed to do that. She went in there. Why? Because there's something pressing her. You need to know this man that I just found. Oh, church, if we could just find this man and set our goal that we're not going to give up, where we're going to press this thing. She goes into the city. And she said, come see a man. Amen. Told me the things I've done. And some of y'all is in trouble because you was a part of it. If you don't get your life straight. Amen. You know what? We was like that woman. Brother Man says she's a prostitute, right? But I come out of a prostitute system. Brother Brown said there's Methodist prostitutes, Baptist prostitutes, Pentecostal prostitutes. So I come out of a prostitute and I went into the city and I said, come see a man. Come see a man that told me everything I've ever done. Isn't this the Messiah? Isn't this the way to go? Hallelujah! Come see a man. Then from then on, I wanted them to see this man. They said, well, what man are you talking about? I'm talking about Jesus. That's where she referred it back to Jesus. Is that right? Amen. I know everybody quotes the quotes. Amen. Brother Man said, you know, you try to get them to everything besides we need to get them to Jesus. Is that right? But amen, Jesus is a word. Amen. You're going to have to get them to the word in order that they may see Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't get them to a denomination. That's a prostitute. They're already in that system. Is that right? They're already there. Amen. But all of them that's really got a heart burning is going to try to find a man. See, the thing about it is you've got to go through the message. Amen. If you're going to be bride. You had to get in the ark to escape the water. Brother Moses said you had to come out of Egypt. He said like this, you've got to come out of Egypt to be saved. He said you had to go into Christ to be saved. You've got to go into the message of your day. Which is Christ. Amen. You know, isn't it strange? Donnie left me here. He trusted me. Right? Whether you do or not, he did. But look, God took his prophet and he left the Holy Spirit here because he trusted that it would get to the people. Amen. He trusted that it would, amen, the Holy Ghost would get to the people with a word for the day. Amen. Amen. So what happened? We got the Holy Ghost. And it referred us to the message of the hour. I mean, some, maybe all, a lot of the people in here never saw Brother Branham. Amen. So they don't have a clue. Amen. A lot of people had never saw, amen, the manifestation through William Branham. Amen. But that's not the thing that saved us. Brother Ben said, oh, amen. Signs and wonders never separated the church. Amen. It's always been the word. Amen. It's always been the word that separated the church. Amen. Amen. The word was Christ, so Christ separated the church. Amen. 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 See, you know, you can go to all kind of, amen, you know, denominational rehabs. Amen. Denominational rehabs. They kind of prop you up. Amen. 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 What they do is they'll give you something else to get you hooked on something else. Yeah. Well, that's the truth anyhow. Amen. 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 They start giving you something, amen, it hooks you, then you hook again. Yeah. You know, it's like a kid, he's a little rowdy. Amen. You take a boy, he's a little rowdy. Take him to school, they put him on Ritalin. Yeah. Then he comes home, he's like, yeah. Go on out and play. I won't play. Why? We settled him down. Well, okay. It's the truth anyhow. So, amen, you know, you're all right. You believe the prophet, you're going to make it. You know, you're just like this. I don't know where I'm at. Just reeling and rocking. One day you're up and one day you're down. Right? Just give them another. Amen. Amen. Look, church, amen. If anybody had a right to turn back, she had a right. I mean, hey, look, I don't have it yet. Amen. I don't know if we won't get it or not. I remember a woman coming to me one time and I started listening to the message. She said, we're going to make a believer out of you, ain't we? And I said, I don't know if you are or not. If you make it, ain't no telling what I'm going to be. I joined the Baptist church and they made me a Baptist. I joined the Pentecostals and they made me a Pentecostal. I just joined. So now you want to make me something. I'm tired of y'all making me something. I want God to make me something. Hey, church, I can be a part of them anytime, anytime. Amen. But I want to be born in the kingdom of God. I want God something God sets his approval on. Is that right? Amen. I want something he says amen to. Right? Amen. So she said, I would tell you what. Amen. Every guy that come through, every train that come through, she didn't inquire, what do y'all got in your duffel bags? What do y'all got? What are y'all selling? What about that man down there? You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about all the merchandise. They'll take care of that. Them carnal believers, they'll take care of that. I want to know What did Solomon say to y'all? I want to know, amen, I want to know what this message says to me. I want to know what the word says to me. Amen. Amen. Church, amen, I want to set my goal to love him better this year than I did last year. Amen. I want to set a goal. Amen. This is my outlook. Amen. God, make me love you better. When I get on the other side, there's not going to be a lot of changes. I feel at home. Amen. You know why? Because I believe I'm a part of this. Amen. You know, like you go to somebody's house and they make you feel at home. You know? And I thought, you know, God, who's rich in mercy. Amen. And we serve him to where it ain't going to be much difference when we get inside. Isn't that amazing? Amen. And so when she got there, she was aware that this man could do what she had heard. But she said, when I hear it for myself, then I believe. I support it now. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you what, church. Amen. All the talkings and all I ever heard, amen, when I was, amen, out chatter about the folks that believed this message and, amen, was a part of it, it didn't do nothing about it. But when I found it true for myself, then I was willing to sell out everything I had and follow it. Amen. Amen. Without a goal, you'll perish. Amen. If you're not got something to look forward to. Amen. Amen. You know, and I thought, I hear Terry get up here all the time and he says, it's good to be back in church tonight. Boy, we're privileged to be in church tonight, right? You know, not everybody said amen.
We get to go to church.
Amen. So there's something about, amen. Now, Brother Ram said like this. He said, you know, you can't wait till the doors open. You ever notice how come the back fills up first? Brother Ben said, amen. He said, you know, if God's in your heart, he said, you know what? He said, you'll find you on the front row with a songbook open. Amen. Somebody said, where's that at? It's somewhere between 47 and 65. I'm not going to do you. I don't have a pacifier, and I'm not pacifying you, telling you. You ain't sucking my thumb. So somewhere between 47 and 65, you find it. Brother Ben said 1955, I ain't telling you the tape. Brother Ben said 1955, if God's in your heart, God goes to church. So if God goes to church, he'll take my body. You know, when I was on the streets, the devil was in my heart, and he took me to the bar room. He did. He took me to all these places. Amen. Now God's in my heart. He takes me to church. Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes my body starts trying to renege. Amen. He said, I'm stronger than it. I'm stronger than it. Amen. Amen. And I thought, you know, in the old days, anything happened to you, they just give you a dose of Hattie-Call. It cured everything. Even feel nothing wrong when you cured it, didn't it? And you know what? You get up pressing. You know, we get the croup back in our day, they give us a little kerosene and sugar. One of them, somebody did set us a fire. Yeah, I am 25. A few times. They said, oh, we got medical science. Yeah, I know we do. Thank God for it. Thank God. Amen. I appreciate that. You know, now, amen, you don't have to hurt a long time. They give you a shot, you know, and whether it cures you or not, it puts you out for a day or so. Right? You say you cured. No, but you know. He found some ease. That's all he was at. Amen. But God's got a cure. God's got a cure. And she was looking for that cure. But after she found all she needed to hear, then it was up to her to press to that goal. Let's stand on our feet. I may feel like pressing on this morning. Amen. Whoever the song leader is, who is he? Let's worship the Lord in a moment. Lord, I keep pressing on.
Hallelujah.
I felt like you had a half a dozen. There's some I may go. They ain't running up here yet. Yeah. And I have to do it. It ain't gonna be fun. But you know what? Isn't it true? I mean, isn't it true? You got to press this thing. But if you're not going to press, if there's not a goal or something that you're going to meet out there, I wouldn't. Amen. But there's the same. You know, if there's a promotion in your job and it calls for a certain amount of things, you press to get that if you want that job. And you have to go through a lot of stuff, amen, sometime to get that. And sometimes you keep pressing. And you keep pressing because why? You see the goal. Amen. You see the goal. Amen. And I thought, you know, hey, you know, we look around here and we see God, what he's done for this group of people. But what is it? It ain't come easy. You think, Brother Donnie, what he gets it comes easy? He presses. He walks out here sometimes and he feels maybe this is what I need to say. But lots of time he walks out there, he don't know. He don't know. But he starts pressing because he sees a goal. There's a person in here. These are his sheep. So he may know what you have need of. So he'll press, and Satan will try to blind him from that thing. But he presses through it because you have this need. You have this need. You have this problem. Amen. And he knows that you're a good person. He knows you love God. But he needs, amen, you need to hear that. Keep pressing on. Amen. Let's worship him, Brother Joel. Amen. I keep pressing. God bless you. I love you. Appreciate you in the name of the Lord.
I'm pressing on.
Stop me, turn me aside. Says no need for me to go on, no need to try. Even if there is a rapture, you'll never make it in. I just say, Satan, watch me prove you a liar again. I gotta keep pressing on and on. To stop you, turn you aside. Says there's no need for you to go on, no need to try. Even if there is a rapture, he says you'll never make it in. Why don't you just say, Satan, watch me prove you a liar again. I keep pressing on. I keep pressing on.
this morning. Praise the Lord. I think we all absolutely needed that this morning. A goal set. I know I set goals sometimes that will never amount to anything. You know, I'm worried about swinging from the inside. Don't laugh, Hannah. Golf, something stupid that I spend so much of my time on. I appreciate that word this morning. Our goal needs to be the rapture. Our goal is making sure we're going to know how it feels to walk down streets of gold. Appreciate Brother Homer obeying the Lord this morning. Well, I'm going to know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. I'm going to know how it feels to have a talk with the saints of old. I'm going to know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I'm going to know how it feels. Sometimes I get weary from the life that I've lived. Seems that peace is something I'll never find. I try to lighten my load. I've got to show there's 700 things on my mind. Well, I'm seeing visions of a crystal clear river where sin's forgotten without a trace. More than I've ever dreamed, my eyes long to see the look of love on my Savior's face. I'm gonna know how it feels. If you're gonna know, lift your hands back this morning. Saints of old, I'm gonna know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I'm gonna know how it feels. I'm gonna know how it feels. I'm gonna know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's free. I'm gonna know how it feels. My mama and daddy talked about going home since I was just a babe on their knee. They said that nothing compared what's waiting up there, and one day we will finally be free. I've never seen it, but I'll keep on believing it'll be a place like I've never known. I keep my eyes on the sky. My soul wants to fly. Lord, my heart is ready to go. I'm gonna know how it feels to make my way down the streets of gold. Saints of old, I'm gonna know what it's like to rest my feet by the river of life. I've heard of heaven and I know that it's real. I wanna know how it feels.
Let
the fire fall. I think that was B flat. Let the fire fall. I think so. Let's just sing this together as you go this morning. Remember the service Wednesday night. Everybody be careful going home.
Lord, we are the ones called by your name. We humble ourselves now as we pray. Renouncing every sin and wicked way. We lift our voice, seek your face and say, Lord, as we pray. and every sin.